AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about President Biden's comment last night about the risk of Armageddon because of Vladimir Putin and Russia.
He was reinforcing what we have been saying, which is how seriously we take these threats about nuclear weapons, as we have done when the Russians have made these threats throughout the conflict.
Jean-Pierre says there are no indications Russia is going to immediately use nuclear weapons. There's been praise and criticism for the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize for peace activists in Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus.
Staff at the Ukrainian Center for Civil Liberties expressed their joy after being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Volodymyr Yavorsky, a researcher there, says the team have kept working during the period of turmoil in his country.
We did a lot of work against the war, against crimes against humanity, and against human rights violation in our country.
While Tatiana Glushkova, from another of the three winners, the Memorial Human Rights Defense Center, says she hopes the award has an effect on Russians.
It is important for the world. It is important for people in Russia.
The activists all stress the importance of democracy and human rights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street based on fears of inflation, despite a Labor Department report of a solid 263,000 jobs added last month. Mayor Eric Adams calls it a humanitarian crisis.
I am declaring a state of emergency in the city of New York and issuing an executive order.
Adams says the city needs help handling the influx of migrants being sent from southern border states since the spring. Adams says the new arrivals are welcome, but the demand on the city is not sustainable. A Russian cosmonaut who caught a U.S. lift to the International Space Station arrived at her new home, along with a Japanese astronaut and two from NASA, including the first Native American woman in space. This is AP News. People in Florida evacuated because of Hurricane Ian are returning home.
Some residents of Florida's Barrier Island starting to return. Alan Bickford dealing with a thick layer of stinky muck covering the floors of his Pine Island home.
The outpouring of help is just amazing.
Joe Kutzko says it's just him and his elderly parents, so he's doing all the cleanup and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, 30 years of my life. Gone.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness's Beth Hatch says the emotional toll is immense.
People don't really know where to begin, so we need that hand-holding.
Temporary repairs to the causeway connecting Pine Island were done Wednesday. Fixing the Sanibel Island causeway could take until late October. I'm Julie Walker.
India's government says it rescued about 130 Indian workers from Myanmar, Laos, and Cambodia after they were lured by agents for fake job opportunities in the information technology sector in Thailand. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.